Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as Ian said, what, 43 days left in this year?
13 days to go.
Who's counting? It's not even Thanksgiving yet, but you need to be thinking about those year-end money moves right now. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us for Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. So what money moves do we need to make here before the end of the year?
By the way, I'm not like trying to get you to spend more money. I'm just trying to figure out how we can save or make you some money with those 43 days to go. So I think the easiest place to start is to just go to the IRS website, irs.gov, and there's a withholding estimator there. That's going to help you understand if you've held back enough money to pay your tax bill in April. And really, one of the big things that you can do right this minute is have no surprises in April. If you have not set aside enough money, talk to your payroll department, increase your withholding through the end of the year. You've got 6 weeks to go, so this should be okay. The other thing you should consider, maybe you're self-employed or maybe you had a big gain this year, you might want to make an estimated tax payment that could reduce or eliminate potential tax penalties. Again, the IRS withholding estimator is a great place to start.
Jill, on your great blog, jillonmoney.com, you write about rebalancing our investment accounts. Tell us what we should look for that.
You know, this is just a concept of making sure that you try to sell high and buy low. You know, buy low, sell high, that's sort of the game plan, but many people can't carry this out. So here's what you can think about. Let's say that you started the year in your 401k and you've got half of the money in stocks and half of the money in bonds. Now, this year has been a huge year of gains in the stock market. Maybe today your portfolio is 50% and 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds. You may not want that. It seems great to actually have a lot of risk when the market's going up, but you're trying to prepare for a time where it turns, and it will turn. So the idea here is you take 10% of that gain and move it into the position where you haven't gained as much ground. Then you're back to 50-50. You know what else you've done? Then you have actually been able to sell high and buy low, as opposed to the way most people do it, which is they wait until the market crashes or goes down, and then they start changing their allocation. Why not do it now, once a year, end of year, done and dusted, as they say in the UK?
Jill, if you were advising us to spend, not save,
ooh,
I think we would all... We would all fall
okay,
over.
Okay, I have someone who could say spend and not save. Let's say you're a small business owner. For real, this is actually a good piece of advice. You had a great year. You're a small business owner. You had a great year. You haven't withheld enough taxes. You don't really want to go ahead and pay those taxes right now. So maybe what you do is you buy a piece of equipment that you need for next year, but you do it this year. So now maybe you could spend. That's one area where you could spend. And maybe if you've got a flexible spending account and the year end is the time horizon where you have to spend that money, now you can go out and buy some glasses or contacts or, you know, book a therapy appointment, have some fun.
You know us so well, Jill.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Jill. That's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with Jill on Money.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.